Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing Devotion Radio. So glad that everyone was able to join us trying to get this done. We are on day seven. Amen. Hallelujah. Day seven. And even though these days have been super duper long, butt kicker long, and I feel like I'm turning nocturnal, we are almost a third, a quarter of the way through. That's amazing. This year is flying. And if you didn't have a plan for this year, if you didn't have a purpose for this year is going to take advantage of you. Straight up, it's going to take advantage. We're already halfway through April. The year is zooming. I don't know anyone that has felt in control with this year. You know, we've been just kind of trying as best we can, hanging in there, making the best of a good situation. But we all know that don't work. But that don't work. We got to stay attached. We got to find out how to make this happen and, you know, stay ahead of something. Because there's so many things out of our control that we can't control. So let's try to do what we can do. Because that is going to be easy this year, okay? So, everything is super, super fast. And if you're not on it, if you're not moving, if you allow yourself to just get in a funk, you can get lost. You can get out of rhythm. You can get left behind. All kinds of things that we don't want for ourselves or for anyone else. I don't want to get left behind. I want to be progressive. I want to be, you know, I can't even get to revolutionary. I ain't even got there. I'd be happy with progressive. You know, how do we begin to take some steps forward? That's what we need to find out, okay? So, so I said nocturnal because, you know, we're doing the major fueling at night. You know, we don't get to eat, and we're eating so late. That's going to keep, you know, that keeps your body up, and it only goes downhill from there. So for the next, you know, so many days, 23 days, I feel like I'm just napping. I try to get a little sleep here, then wake up and eat. Try to get a little sleep here, then wake up and work. Try to get a little, you know, it's just constant series of naps. Because this time is helping to put some things in perspective, we also have to be aware of where we've been excess in the past. You know, are you sleeping too much or has this been your pattern for a while and you don't even know why? So we're trying to, when I was younger and I lived at home and made no money, and I didn't worry about money, I would take off the whole month, you know, or you would leave that job and find another one. But that's how determined I was to be able to fully participate. Now that I'm an adult and I, you know, that's not really an option, I have to find a way to maintain in the middle of all of this. See, and so that means I have to prioritize. You know, I was speaking to an angel about that last night, and I was like, I have to. Someone that said, you know, how are you doing, my friend? How does it get you? I said, I'm prioritizing, and I don't like to. I want to be able to do everything. I want to make every phone call. I want to, you know, I want to be here and there. But I recognize now, you know, my energy is limited. And so it's always been limited, family. I'm just realizing it, okay? I'm just being aware of it. And now that I am, I'm like, cool. I really got to make some changes in my life so that I can continue this on, you know? So, and then today is one of those great topics that we don't like to talk about. Today is moving me out the way. And I remember when I first start, when we first started reviewing the idea of me being in the way. And I was like, okay, how did I, the person who's trying to benefit, get in the way in the first place? How did that happen?
Well,
it happened when I started thinking that I knew more than everybody else. When I knew more than God. You know, and they're like, how could you have done that? All of y'all do that. We all do it. We think we know better than God. We think, well, God may not be. I used to ask my mother, one thing about me and my mother, I have, since I was old enough to stand and talk and had all my teeth, I've been asking questions. What is this? Why is this? You know, if it didn't make sense to me, I'd ask questions, which is why I try to be so patient with others as they're asking questions. So I asked the question, how come I get in trouble for things I think? I shouldn't be in trouble until I actually say something. And she's like, no, it doesn't work like that. You have to think good thoughts, thoughts become actions, and everything else. I was like, oh, okay. Well, why is it that, you know, I can't be in charge of myself? I don't want, you know, you to be in charge of me. I don't want God to be in charge of me. Why can't I be in charge of myself? And she was like, because you're too young. At that time, I think I knew you were 4 or 5. You're too young to deal with the repercussions of yourself. And I had to learn that, you know, my actions, there's a reaction on those actions. Now as an adult, now that I do have a level of responsibility, there's still other people that have responsibility for me. There's still other people that, should I do something incorrect, will have cleanup work to do, will have all this other stuff going on. If a mother and a father are co-parenting and the mother does something incorrect, guess who's going to have to do the cleanup work on that? Dad's supposed to do cleanup work on that. You know, even the kid may have some cleanup work to do. You know what I'm saying? So when I look at myself and what I have to do, there's still other people that are involved in my blessings and in my challenges. So, you know, this is where that whole fabric of humanity, community idea comes in at, because it's like, wait a minute, other people are responsible for me. That means I'm responsible for other people, too. So this is why, you know, my prayer list is so long when I go in and make my prayers, because if I have to be accountable for you, I should be wanting and hoping and wishing for your best interest. Right? If I have good intentions on you, then that means that I should be trying to work in your benefit. What about if the person is you? What if we're talking about you interfering with you? What if we're talking about how you don't want to get out of God's way and you think you know more than God and you think you're doing the most? All right, case in point. When God says, don't do something, and you do it, you're now in the way. You are in the way from God being able to show you something. You're in the way of God being able to bless you with something. You're in the way of possibly getting your little hands popped or your booty popped. And it's not cute at all. This is why being obedient to God is so important. Once you know what God wants, once you know what God expects, if you don't do that, then you're in the way. And we have to get better about that. That, to me, that shows the ultimate maturity. If you are able to say, God said it, I'm going to do it, period. That that's some gangster stuff right there, in my opinion. When you can live that life, when you know no matter what God says that you're going to follow instructions, that's the real. That's the most awesome thing in the world that I've ever seen. Okay? So, yeah, you want to show something, you want to do something, you feeling strong, you feeling froggy, you know, whatever you got. If you feeling that, when you get to the point where you're like, hey, I'm ready. I'm raising that degree to follow whatever God says. Whatever God said may have you living in a location that you hadn't planned on living. Whatever God said may have you marrying / attaching to someone you may not have considered, and or have you separating from someone who you saw forever and a day. You know, when I make my prayers for a husband, there is no name on that because I don't know his name. The prayers are just for the husband that God has designed for me. That's it. And the reason why that has to be it is because that's all I know. I know that God sent me a husband. I know that God sent me a caretaker. I know that God sent me someone to watch over me, to care for me, to provide, to do all the things that, you know, husbands do. Now, I would love to say, you know, tall, African-American, I have quite a few nice, beautiful lists of things, community representatives, this, and this, blah, 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 blah. That's all me. And I got to recognize that's all me. God has to make that decision. And when you trust God to that degree that you're going to follow those instructions, then you're actually doing something. Okay? In order to trust God, you have got to move out of the way. Now, what I have seen 90% of the time is that people are willing to get out of God's way and get out of their own way if God says something that they like. So if God's like, hey, I got a blessing for you, and then it will be like, oh, that's so awesome. Here, let me move out the way real quick. But the second that God says something we don't want to hear, oh, you're going to have to go and take care of your mother because she is ill. Why I have to do that? I saw my mother, she had a life. My mother had a full life and lived in Washington, D.C., full life, lovely life. And her mother's husband, not even her father, her mother's husband fell ill. And she got a truck and packed us up. And we moved from Washington down to Miami, Florida. That's how we got to Miami, Florida. Because she said God told her to move and to help the family like that. That's cross-country family. That's D.C. Get a map. D.C., Miami, all the way down. She stopped her life because she had a life. She stopped our lives. We had lives. And we all did this, okay? I know as a grown woman now, I'm grown now. I think it was about 10 or 11 at that time. I am a grown woman, and I can tell you that ain't no – she didn't want to do that trip. There's nothing in me that could tell – not the life she had. No, not the friends she left. Not the political career that she had. Nothing. She didn't want to leave any of it. She's following instructions. She moved out of her way. God made a way. And moved down to help her mother with her mother's husband. That's some hard stuff to swallow, family. Now, what she didn't know, but God knew, is that I was in Washington. I was preteen to teen right there, getting into some major, major trouble. If she had stayed maybe 6 months, a year later, longer, I would be a very, very different person. very different. Gina, as far as the record goes, she went down there to help her mother with her husband, okay? They didn't know, you know, all of the other stress and strife that she missed because she followed instructions. She didn't know the financial blessings that would come about by being there. You know, her children got to go to great schools and everything else. So sometimes we do things, of course, we don't know and can't see the full blessing of it. You know, we don't really know why God wants us to do it. Just move out the way. Once you know this is of God, once you know this is what God wants, move out of your own way. So this concept, moving me out of the way, I get this. Move out of the way. Move. It's really get out of your way. Because anything that is limiting or hindering you in your relationship with God is in the way. You know, anything that has you doing less than God requires of you is in the way. So we have got to start really listening, not half listening. Speaking with a dear angel yesterday, and I tried to reach out to quite a few people. I still have quite a few to reach out to, though. And I said, okay, how you doing with your fast? How's this? How's that? Well, I'm intentionally not doing this, but I'm trying to overcompensate over here by doing that. All right. That's not what got asked, though. That's not what's being asked. You making up your own scenario, and a lot of times making up our own scenario tends to be harder than what we were asked to do in the first place. Come on, family. Don't overthink it sometimes. Don't worry. Just do what you know you're supposed to be doing. It gets easier. God has never, ever asked me to do something that I turned around and realized I couldn't do. Because if God asked me to do it, that means he's already given me the tools to do such. Period. I already have the tools. I already know what to do. You know, and this is why hindsight is 20/20. Because every time we look, oh, yeah, there were the tools. There was the blessing. I see it. I missed it. Not listening. So we got to do and get a whole lot better about managing ourselves. We will spend, I say the rest of our existence, but the rest of our existence, we will spend the whole remaining us on getting out of the way. God has already laid a path for us. The path is easy and smooth. And where it's not smooth, he's given us boots. You know, he's given us ways to handle it. Okay? So let's get better, get comfortable, keep moving forward, and really realize, hey, am I in my way? Spend some time today thinking about it, okay? Spend some time thinking about it. Am I in the way? Have I done something? You know, am I supposed to be doing something? You know, do I have that thinking? That, boy, let me tell you, the brain is the trickiest of tricks. You know, I know Obatala is over the brain, but that Allegra has it lost, okay? Are you doing some thinking? Are you using your brain to justify poor behavior, okay? So these are kind of things you got to have some real conversations. And, you know, Mama Seven, I do kiss babies. I kiss babies. You know, I have a good time. There are lighter moments. But, you know, when it comes to that work, I don't hesitate to get that work in, okay? So we've got to spend the time thinking, am I part of my problem? Am I the one? Am I being unrealistic about some of the solutions, you know? Am I justifying poor behavior for whatever I need it to be, you know? So let's spend that time kind of evaluating our own selves today. And this is an exercise. I love workshops and retreats. I love it when we get together and we can work. But I also know that some of this work needs to be done before we get together, you know? So I know some of this work needs to be done quietly. People are like, I'll work on it, Mama Seven, but I can't do it with everybody watching me. Well, this is the time for all you people that like to work quietly and to yourself. This is the time. Work on it, though. You got to really make it happen. Don't be afraid to really look at what you're doing as opposed to what you believe God is doing. And if you don't know what God is doing, if you don't have a clue as to what you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to ask, are you making your prayers properly? I'm going to ask, are you doing your meditations and your journaling? Because that is the time when God is going to speak to you. Remember, we spoke yesterday about practicing. We spoke about how this is our prayers are our practice. Our prayers, they help us to practice in our relationship with God. Our prayers help us to understand what God expects and how we're supposed to be moving with Him, with the universe, with the trees, with our fellow brothers and sisters, you know? So let's spend some time practicing. Let's spend some time praying. Let's spend some time meditating. And those things are going to tell us how to move ourselves out of the way, what we should be doing, what we should be putting our energy on. And if you still don't know, I mean, you got to really pray. Then you got to really meditate. If you still don't know after that, then we need to have a conversation. You got to get an arrow. You got to get something to do. And then real quick, before we move into the prayer, I want to explain something, okay? If you stand up right where you are and look, let's say to your left, think about the directions to get to your front door. Look to the left now, okay? Part of the instructions may be turn around. Take 3 steps to the left. Open the door, close the door, you know. So understand in life, we are birthed and put and facing one direction. When it comes to getting to where you need to go, there may be a couple of instructions along the way. It may not be a straight shot just that way. And we may have to make some adjustments. So don't get discouraged when it seems like your road is winding. That just is the road. Those are your instructions. From where you were birthed to where you have to achieve, that is the path. Don't fight your path. Your path is here to help you, okay? Your path is here to get you straight, for you to understand, hey, this is what's required. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to achieve. So if you get instructions and it seems like, man, she said turn around, but then she just take 3 steps. Yeah, you got to do all that. You got to do all that, okay? So let's spend some time. You know, I know this entire weekend, I took the entire weekend, and the first weekend of the fast, you know, I'm traveling, I'm looking, I'm researching, I'm spending time in these natural spaces and places for prayer, for thought, contemplation. So I had to spend some time this weekend doing just this, moving me out of the way, so I can see clearly. And now that I can see, it's time to get strong and take action. Okay? So this is where we are. And, of course, great, you know, in the book, wonderful exercises, you know. And once the, in the book, it takes you through, who am I today? Who am I? You know, how? Where can you go? How can you move you out the way if you don't even know who you are? If you don't know who you are, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, how are you going to accomplish this? How? Okay, and then moving into our second book, the devotions book. Each day had a prayer in it. I spent a lot of time researching the prayers. And this, the Lord's Prayer that is for today, is a prayer that's always been very close to my heart, close to my mind. I have researched it. You know, there are books on just this prayer, okay? This prayer I have seen all my life in relatives' homes. For it to be so, quote-unquote, popular, people don't even know the half. You know what I'm saying? Every line is such an intentional clue. It's an intentional clue. It's an intentional idea, concept that you can use to put you in the mindset of understanding what you need to be doing. This prayer has saved my life many a day. And, you know, it always makes me reflective of what I'm doing and what I should be doing. Okay? Understanding family, that's two different things. So I hope everyone does well on their side. Stay focused. Do not. It's harder to restart once you started, okay? But if you should fall down, if you have a rough day and just don't make it through, whatever, when the morning starts, restart. Restart your process. Okay? All right, prayer, the Lord's Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. All right, family. Have a wonderful day.